Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the C.J. Miller Show on In5D Radio. I'm your host, C.J. Miller, also known as Claudia, and tonight is February 6th. It is Thursday night. It's 2014, of course, and we have with us a very special return guest, the always famous and popular Matthew Bueno. Hey, Matthew.
Hi, how are you? It's good to be here again.
Oh, I'm great. Thanks so much for being here. It's great to hear your voice. We were just saying that it feels like a long time since our last show. Like so much has happened in the last. Has it been almost a month? Just a few weeks, actually, but it seems longer. I don't know why. But I thought we could touch upon that. We definitely, it's a really interesting time energetically now. I mean, not only will you be giving readings tonight and working with the guides and angels and ascended masters like you do. In case anybody is new to the show, I should tell them to go to your website, and that's ascendedmasterangels.com, right?
Yes.
That's a great way to check out what Matthew does. But basically, Matthew is an amazing shaman, healer, clairvoyant. He's been giving readings now on my show for the past couple of months and just becoming really popular, really well-known. And it's really exciting. We're so happy to have you back. And tonight we're going to not only talk about the energies of what's going on in the collective right now, but Matthew, also you talked about maybe doing a small activation tonight, right?
Yeah. I wanted to touch on a few points that, you know, things that are happening in the earth and in the universe and inside of all of us. And, you know, I've been hearing a lot of things about a lot of sick people lately suffering or heartaches or getting sick. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for me, that's like, you know, I really want to put myself out there to really do a community activation for everyone who's either in the family that knows someone who's been sick, or that, you know, if we can think about somebody who's been sick or who's been suffering for the last couple days or weeks or months, that, you know, some of this energy can come through and help those people, you know, and really help them to turn on themselves and realize that, you know, there's so much energy coming into the planet right now that it's almost very chaotic the way it's coming in and the orchestration of it all. And if you have the mindset of being open, being willing, and bringing it to a more realized energy to focus on healing, astral projection, body, healing other people, animals, the world. So this energy that's coming in is going to be a constant for the next, I'd say at least until, I could see all the way until maybe June or July, the beginning of July sometime, and then it's going to taper off and then a new energy is going to be coming in. But right now there's just a huge amount, a mix of energy coming in that, you know, it's really a good time to take advantage of meditating, finding sanctuary, being out in the forest, enjoying children, enjoying family life, you know, and there's a lot of that I have not been able to do because I've just been so busy. But, you know, a lot of that, you know, children, especially children like under 10 years old, really can raise that vibration just by their laughter. And so we're able to tap into that in ourselves about, you know, not taking things on that's so you know, overpowering or drama or energies that really can change your mind and cause you to cause, you know, conflict against yourself by judging yourself or, you know, and the energy does whatever your mind wants it to. So if you're in a negative thought process, you know, you're going to draw more of that to you. If you're in a positive process, then, you know, more energy in that state and that energy, that vibration, that frequency is going to come to you. So, you know, right now, and if you're in neutral and you don't know what to choose, you know, really try to ground yourself in any way that you can to get really, really connected between the universe and the planet. And you'll be in good hands by that way, by that simple exercise of just bringing down a grounding cord and putting it into the earth and letting yourself be the center, that conduit, that flowing energy to flow through you and heal whatever is, you know, holding you back or causing problems in your body. So, yeah, there's a lot of great things happening in the planet right now that it's just a perfect time to really let yourself go, you know, pretty much. And my my birth mother, Mary Segala, she posted something today about, you know, when you let go of the past will let go of you. And I thought that was pretty profound and really interesting that she wrote that. It was right up my alley, for one, but, you know, and I'm sure a lot of other people can resonate and relate to that as well.
Wow. Yeah, that's a really good one. It's so true. You know, I've been thinking about that concept lately, about the past and the future, how it's so easy for us as humans to spend a lot of our time either focusing on the future and what's going to happen or thinking about the past. And, you know, we're not really taught to stay in the present moment and to actually feel things. I mean, in the Matrix, in the Matrix world, the regular workaday world, of course, a lot of people who are very intuitive, I think they tend to be, maybe allow themselves to slow down a little more. But clearly, you're so right. I'm so glad you started out the show with talking about that, Matthew, because there are so many people who need extra healing and extra prayers, and for us all to remember that we do actually collectively have an energetic power to help heal those people, wouldn't you say? Like, even all the people listening to the show.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I just want to key on is just that the old paradigms, they're all leaving us. They're being dissolved. They're being letting go. And a lot of the energy that's coming into the planet, you know, and I could sit here for days and tell you where it's coming from, but it'd be taking too long. But the bottom line is that the old paradigm of this planet is leaving us. And there's a new paradigm coming in into fifth dimensional thinking to where more energies are going to be exposed, more discoveries on this planet are going to be happening this year, in the next 5 years, 7 years or so. And there's going to be a lot of confusion, you know, around that. And the only way to really discover what you hold inside is to really look at your reflection about what you need to change about yourself. And once you start to give yourself that introspection time to look at yourself, your energy, the God energy inside you, will start to love you back. And that reflection of that holy God within you is going to start to show you parts of yourself and personalities that have been hidden. Your own discoveries are going to start coming to the surface, because we're all in line with the planet. We're all in line with the universe, whether you like it or not. That's the way that we are born. We all have souls. We all have evolving minds and spirits. You know, it's going to happen regardless. But it's what you do with it that makes the difference. It's what you, how you can harness your own love, your harness your own energy, your own integrities, and learn to be open to what's going to be changing. And it's all about the mystery. You know, from point A to point B, you know, it's the journey. And you've probably heard that a million times. It's not about how you get there. It's the journey. And that's the gift. Mm-hmm. Once you learn the mysteries about yourself, the mysteries are over, then there's a whole new category of mysteries to come in and show you more about who you are. In this day and age, you know, we're multifaceted beings, all of us. We have multi beautiful modalities that, you know, some of us are seers, some of us are feelers, you know, and some of us have both, and we can smell, you know, and it's all about what you focus on that brings the rest into fruition. You know, you can manifest anything you want in this life, but, you know, if we stay in our mind and self-sabotage ourselves and try to control everything, then we're not going to find what we're looking for, and we're just going to find more confusion.
Yeah, that's really true. And everything, you know, we can always use our relationships with people as a mirror of ourselves. At least that's what I've been trying to do lately, you know what I mean? Because we're all one. We're all just a reflection of each other in a sense. And that's why it's so great when we help each other, we are helping. We even feel better, you know. And you and I were talking just before the show, and you were saying how you were like really experiencing a lot of, you know, a lot of activations yourself and increased energy, and that it was really important for you to be able to share that energy with others tonight.
I can't help myself. You know, I'm like a little kid. You know, I have to. I can't even hold secrets. You know, when I buy something for my kid or I buy something for my wife, you know, I just I can't help myself. You know, they'll look at me and go, okay, I'll tell you what it is. You know, it's fascinating to me. Still, every day when I go inside, there's always something different, always something new, some other vision, some other productivity of the energy of God, you know, coming in and delivering some beautiful message, some kind of insight. You know, I never know what I'm going to be talking about on the radio, and so I leave myself completely open until just before we go on. I meditate and I get all the download of what I'm supposed to say and how I'm supposed to say it, and how it comes out of me is the way my filters are built inside me. So whenever I reach to a point where I believe I have enough, you know, my cup is overflowing all the time, you know, and so I like to give as much as I can, you know. And for me, that's about me being in my spirit. That's my mission. I keep giving and giving and giving. And, you know, as a matter of what, you know, what level of giving that is, if I have an opportunity to give to the people today, I really want to do that. So that's where I'm coming from.
And that's so nice. And you are such a generous, giving soul, and you have such a nice energy, a nice way about you. And, you know, I just want to say, like, we've done definitely a lot of sessions on the phone and had conversations on the phone, and you really are very genuine. I mean, how you are now is pretty much how you are. Like, if somebody was to have an individual session with you, it's you spend some time talking to them, right? And I mean, you're just very relatable and very giving. And I so appreciate that. And I know that our listeners and, you know, your new fans are really, really love the way you are. And it's such a nice combination, your personality, and then you have the ascended masters and the angels coming through. And it's just such a wonderful healing blend. So I'm so excited for tonight. How do you want to do this? Like, I know you said you wanted to do some kind of exercise. Yeah.
Just kind of wanted to talk about a little bit about activation in itself.
Okay.
And, you know, just to give people a little more of a broad spectrum about what an activation is. And, you know, a friend of mine, her name is Deborah Peach. We did an activation together one time with each other, with Master Toph, and it was, you know, it was powerful and magical, and it was almost like a memory burst in my mind. I remembered that I know how to do that, and so I did a couple of activations on myself with using the Masters, and they said, yeah, all you had to do was ask. I want to do this one. And so they started showing me how to and who brings in what and how is it connected, and they were telling me the fulfillment of an activation is an energy not known to us. And an energy that you try to get used to, let's say you become a massage therapist or a Reiki master, and the first time you use Reiki, it's different. It changes your whole body. It fluctuates in your mind, in your feet. Your feet start to throb, your hands get hot, and it turns on when times that you don't even expect it to. When you feel like somebody's in your energy field who needs help, automatically it just turns on, and then you try to look around to see who needs Reiki, you know. And as a massage therapist, you know, I felt a lot like of that. You know, I had this, I went through Reiki school, and I didn't get up to the master. I just took the one and two and of those activations, and I started using that energy during massage, and something else came through. And I followed that because it felt like it was true to me to follow what felt different in a mystery sense, but the energy was super strong. So I had to use guidance in order to recalibrate it so it comes through me in a way that I understood it. And once I got used to it and I started to master it in a way that I can, you know, we can use it with color, use it in organs, use it in the brain, use it in the energy systems, in the nervous systems, you know, what have you. And and so more started coming in. And so an activation basically is a new energy that's coming into your high self. And in your high self, it calibrates you to the place where you've never experienced before because it's helping you to feel empowered by having a faith that you've never experienced. So it's like a new leg or a new arm or a new head, and it has to acclimate mm-hmm. with you the way that your energy signature is. So because we're from Earth, the learning planet, a lot of these mm-hmm. activations are recalibrated before they come into our high cell so we can handle it. So we don't get, you know, too emotional or too blown away, and that it just mm-hmm. comes in just enough energy to where it fills your needs. And so a lot of those star seeds, the energies that we were born with, you know, parts of ourselves, parts of our personalities that haven't been discovered yet, are being nurtured and nourished by this light. And so that light, what it does, it helps parts of yourself grow. So if you learn to let go of the old paradigms, the old belief systems, you got more to fill. So the more that you let go, the more the negativity you let go, the more positive energy you can fill yourself with, and you can become a lot more of a translucent, transparent, more clear, more abundant, everything that you've ever wanted will come through. And so that's part of fifth dimensional thinking as well as activation. So that energy mm-hmm. of that chaos energy is being orchestrated for all of our needs. And like the Angelic Legion activation that we're going to be doing next week, you know, that's Archangel Michael was the one that came up with that one. He says that this is a perfect way to get people to start believing more in themselves about their holiness inside them. We're all holy, except that we have a judgment that we only put certain people on pedestals, or we look at people who can do certain things, and then we look at ourselves and we go, oh, we can't do that, so we're, you know, I don't feel that special. And so he wants to be able to help people to feel that connection, to feel that holiness that you have inside, and help that to grow, help that to ignite, help that to experience your life with you. And I can only tell you that, you know, like sometimes, I don't know if anyone else has ever had this experience, but, and I don't want to say this too much, but I was driving down the road talking on my telephone, which I shouldn't have been doing, and I was talking to Helene, mm-hmm. for that matter, and I had it on speakerphone, and I had the phone to my mm-hmm. ear, and then my mm-hmm. arm just automatically started to drop, and I looked at my mm-hmm. arm like, no, what are you doing? You know, my arm just dropped underneath the console, and I looked up, and there was a cop coming. So I didn't wow. know, but my body knew. My spirit knew what was happening. So, and I said, oh, and I started laughing, and she says, what's so funny? And I said, well, I was, I told her, and she started laughing. But so things like that, you know, sometimes our body knows more than we do. Our spirit knows more than mm-hmm. we do. But if we're yeah. more in tune with that, then we become more of an awareness about what and how we can handle things in our life. By list mm-hmm. letting go. So, yeah, basically right. that's, you know, I hope I explained that well enough, you know, because right now I can already start to feel myself channeling, so I
oh,
didn't really
okay.
care
well,
about
that's,
what I said.
That's great. So just to clarify, so the activation basically sort of could bring you up a level in consciousness. Why is that a hard word for me to say? Consciousness. mm-hmm. One of my favorite words. It shouldn't be a problem. But is that what happens? Like, basically, it expands your consciousness so that you're more aware of things?
And it gives you more of an upgrade and become more aware about the spirit that you carry inside your body and mm-hmm. how well we are wired inside of ourselves and connected to everything that we know, you know, and the trees and the smells and the energy and the sky, you know. And an activation, what it does is basically it opens up your eyes. It opens up your spirit, you know. Mm-hmm. We can look at the sky and see clouds and sky, but what we're really looking at is God's big eyeball looking down at us, you know. Mm-hmm. And to have yeah. that immense feeling of that happening that just changed and activated you. That's an activation. Anything that you put into action, anything that you, you know, change or transform inside yourself, you're activating yourself. You're giving yourself that moment of clarity to change.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. You know, I definitely have been feeling, I know that there was, Franco Di Nicola told me that there was, or even mentioned on the show that I guess that he did a clearing on Tuesday. And supposedly a lot of different energies came in that day on Tuesday. So, and I was feeling great today. Today I was just so happy. I don't know if it's because my kid finally went back to school after being sick for many days. No, I love my child. I love my daughter. I love my Sophie. But, you know, I was just really, like, just so happy. I was dancing around. I was, like, looking at everything, thinking it was beautiful. Everybody was so very loving. And so I felt really activated. Also knowing I'm doing the show, working with you, that's always extra special for me. So, you know, I got to just say thank you very much for that. And I'm going to let you, if you want to, you know, take some time to get into the space now and set the stage for how you want to work with it. And then this is what I just would like to let the callers know is when do you think we'll be doing the calls, taking the calls in? Would you like to take some time to do an activation? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm probably going to work with the activation for about 20 minutes.
Okay.
Just so, you know, because there are favorable. And, you know, this activation came through Buddha tonight.
Oh,
and
wow.
And Buddha calls this his bell activation. And I'm laughing about it because it's brand new. It's not something I had planned. It's not something that I was planning to do any activation. But, you know, the masters, like me, our personalities match. All we want to do is give. And so giving the energy of spirit is something that we have abundant of. And so I'm coming out of my shell a little bit more at a time, and you know, and then just letting everybody know that, you know, it's when Buddha speaks about coming out, you know, he talks about coming out of your body and being in your spirit and letting your spirit overflow with love and light and energy, anything that you can muster as large as a mustard seed. Focus on that positive part of yourself and just let it overflow with you, around you. And the reason he calls it the bell activation is because there are actually golden bells that come around in the energy field within every single person. Master Buddha is bringing in also a Metatron who wants to work with the energies of chakras and people where a lot of our emotions are held, a lot of the energies that we find conflict. And by the action of these bells ringing in our energy field, they're going to be able to break apart a lot of old belief systems and programs and attitudes and things that we don't ever think about until we run up against something that causes that stuff to come up, you know. And sometimes a lot of us, you know, we get triggered by certain people, by certain situations, by what people say, by movies. You know, we get triggered in a lot of different ways. And if we can harness that energy tonight, and let that energy flow in every direction of our parts of ourselves that we find difficult understanding, then we can start to feel more of a vibrational energy around us every single day. And so when this energy occurs, you know, it's important for all of you to know, too, when an activation occurs in your body, really drink a lot of water. Drink a lot of water because you're going to get heated up in ways that you don't – your cells are going to heat up and your energy is going to heat up, you know, and – you might want to remove some garments, but it's important to really learn to harness this energy inside you and love it. Love yourself when this happens.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm as I'm talking with them right now, they're already preparing this.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is we're going to just start off with our affirmation. And right now, I just want to speak to everyone's hearts right now. I just want to focus all my love, all my energy, all my intention, all my existence, all my love, my high self, and my chakras, and bring everything in into my heart and send it to and connect to all the hearts of the people listening today. And I am hoping and praying that all of you are sitting down somehow, some way, and either you're holding stones in your hand or not, or you have pictures of people that you want in your energy field to be blessed too. And that's another thing. You can always put stones or things that you want to be blessed. Archangel Michael is really good at that, Master Cthulhu and Mother Mary, blessing the energies around in your home, in your environment, whether you're inside or outside or out in your truck or your car or in a trailer. Okay. Master Cthulhu, Dual Kul, Mother Mary, Kuan Yin, Archangel Michael, Uriel, Ariel, Gabriel, Raphael, Radkill, Jobiel, El Moria, Saint Germain, Ashtar, Serapis Bay, Master Hilarion, Jesus Christ, Blue, the White Buffalo, Catwoman, Geronimo, Sydney Bull, Krishna, Mary, Madeline, Metatron, Merlin, Master Shaw, John the Baptist, Lady Nada, Mother Teresa, Gandhi, Solaria, Asteria, Grandma Lily, Auntie Olga, Master Toth, Master Ayubi, Master Kwan, Isis, Sananda, Nichananda, Muktananda, Maitreya, Ganesh, Moses, St. Peter, St. Francis, St. Anthony, Maha Chohan, Pele, Master Balatron, Master Sarayas, Mother Gaia, Jeshua, we're bringing in also the Divine White Light Council, the Brotherhood of the Light Council of the Pleiadian Brotherhood to come in to our high cells. And as this energy is starting to unfold itself into our high cells, I would like all of you right now just to go into your third eyes, which is in your forehead, about a half an inch between your eyebrows. And I want you all just to place a beautiful white light, five-pointed star in your foreheads. And just feel that beautiful white light of that star in your foreheads. And if you can, have the intention of placing a red rose inside that five-pointed beautiful star. Now, for this most part, I'm going to go as full as I can, but I want all of you just to, if you heard somebody that you recognize by when we were calling in the masters and angels, if there's three or four that you would like to stand with you, we ask you to do that now. But please call them in through your high self. We don't want any imposters. So call them in through your high self. Call a couple of them, three or four of them, to stand. Two, one to your right, one to your left, one in front of you, one behind you. And ask them to bless the star and the rose inside your forehead. So I'll give you a few seconds to do that. And just want to set out a prayer while you're doing this. Just asking God and creation to bestow your light upon the people of planet Earth today. To give them the vibrancy, the acknowledgement, the energy to change and to shift their mind, their thoughts, their energies of elegance to receive, to acknowledge themselves as powerful, beautiful human beings that are on this planet for a reason. To give them the sustenance of light, the sustenance of love, and the energy to be able to be a dimensional traveler within themselves, and to find and harness the conflict, the stress, and the anger, to love it and to receive it and to let it go. We ask you, Great Father, Great Spirit, to bestow your medicine upon this planet, to invigorate all the people on the radio and all the connections to themselves and this planet, to all the people that they know that are in their heart or in their mind, to all the animals, to all the children, to all the elders, to all the people who are suffering today for whatever reason, for the people who are single mothers and single fathers, for the children, the adoptees looking for their birth parents, for our foster children, for the ones who are suffering from drugs and alcohol, for the ones in prisons, institutions, and mental hospitals, for our beautiful planet, for the water, for our air that we breathe and for our seasons, for our marshlands and our rainforests, for our rivers, lakes, and oceans, for all the mammals in the big sea, for all the fishes in the rivers, the salmon, for the one-leggeds, the two-leggeds, the four-leggeds. We ask you to bestow your beautiful light and your love upon the planet, to give it the sustenance and energy that it needs to grow, and help us to become in unity, in union with each other, to dissolve all conflict, judgment, belittling, to bring us into one mind and one heart of a song, to have one voice of the God within. Thank you, God. Thank you, light. Thank you, masters and angels. So let's let that energy come into your body. And I ask you right now, all of you, just to, if you haven't done so already, just look up into the sky, up into your high self, which is just feeling heaven above you, and asking God to send down a white light top of your mind into your pituitary gland, which is directly in the center of your head, and to energize your pituitary gland and to feel this beautiful light come down your spine, down into your first chakra or your tailbone spine, and then put a drill bit of white light at the bottom of your tailbone spine. You feel as though it weighs 10,000 pounds, super heavy, and just let it fall from your body down into the earth, and have the intention of allowing that drill bit to penetrate the center of the planet and drill its way down until it stops. And when it stops, I want you to ask Mother Gaia to send up healing, loving energy back up your cord in the form of green light, green watery light, all the way back up your cord into your spine. And as it comes up your spine behind your heart, ignite it into green fire. And as this green fire is reaching the top of your head, let this light shoot out the top of your head. Now the intention today is to bring the activation of Buddha and to synergize and activate the bells of wisdom, the bells of grace, the bells, the golden bells of light, of activation, to come into our high selves. So what I want you all to do is I want you to look again into your third eye, into the rose with the star around it, and I want you to announce to Creator, to God, that you are calling forth into your high self the chamber of healing. And way off in the distance above our minds, above our heads, to see a beautiful star starting to form, sending down energies, circles of energies, rings of light, to come down around your body, around your feet, your knees, your hips, your stomach, your chest, your throat, your forehead, and the top of your head. And just let these energies come down around your body. And let these rings will start to unfold and expand to each other, locking into each other around your body. Natsugatumi is bringing in gold light, spinning around the rings of light around your body, encasing you in a chamber of crystal light. Let this crystal light come around you and seal you inside, to where you can start to feel the energy permeating from the top of your mind down to your feet. And just let this energy flow through you momentarily. By Archangel Michael, lifts up your crown chakra up to your ninth chakra and allows yourself to expand. There are three colors that Buddha wants to use, and the first one is turquoise. The turquoise light will come down into your crystal healing chamber and ignite it, activate it, and let this light permeate, energize your crystal as if you were programming to seek out inside you all the emotions that you have locked away, hidden from people, hidden from yourself. Ask this beautiful turquoise light to seek and to find the parts of ourselves that are naked to our eyes, that are not on our radars or in our senses, and start to breathe out that energy down your grounding cord. The next color Buddha is bringing in is gold, the gold of the wide-eyed blessing, the energy of grace, the energy of healing, the energy of knowing. Allow this light to come down and feel it like water pouring over your body, taking out guilt, shame, remorse. Color coming in is white light coming down around your crystal. And this one is filling you up inside, coming into your crystal. But notice how you can breathe easily with this light coming inside, blessing your mind and your heart and your body and whatever ails you. So right now in your body, you can actually move the energy to the places in your body that you feel pain, dissolving the pain inside you. Now again, ask for the masters who are standing with you to bless your healing chamber. And they will put their hands around your chamber and activate your chamber and allow these lights to move through you. And whatever comes up for you at this time, reflect, love it, accept it, and then send it away. So Merlin and Metatron are coming back in with Ganesh and Buddha. And they are reflecting your chakras from inside your crystal. Red, orange, yellow, pink, green, blue, indigo, white light, and purple. If you can see or feel your chakras being fit inside your crystal, each of these chakras has a key inside your crystal. When you're ready, all together, all of us working with ourselves, go to the red key and turn it to the left and allow that light to start to pull out anything that you're holding on to in your body from your first chakra. Any emotions about contradictory, any emotions regarding to feeling lost or feeling depressed, any emotions about judgment on others or yourself, let it be extracted from that chakra. Go up to the next one, which is orange, an orange key, and just turn that key to the left and just unlock it. And as you unlock it, it'll start to draw out the energy out of that second chakra, which is feeling uncreative, feeling exposed, feeling vulnerable. And these are all just the negative attributes of what the chakras could be holding onto that we're activating inside each of you. Let yourself let go of reflection that has caused you to judge yourself, go of energies that caused you to judge another. Have forgiveness in yourself and let it go. Move up to the third key, which is yellow, and then turn that one to the left and unlock it and allow the vibrancy of that crystal to start to pull out everything that's blocking your motivation, that's blocking you on your path, your self-sabotage, burdens that you carry that you didn't know you had, that's causing conflict about having a job or not having a job, or not making the money that you want to make, or not having the happiness that you want to provide yourself with, your connections to nature, your connections to your own song and your heart. Let that be free. Now go up to the pink key, just above that, and turn that one to the left. And let that energy pull into your heart about unconditional love. Learning not to take so many things so seriously. Learn to laugh at yourself. Learn to catch yourself poking your nose while you're driving and let someone see you. Go up to the green key and turn that one the other side of your heart with the energy come out of your heart chakra altogether, being pulled out, all the negative energies and feelings that you have about conflict, all the feelings you have around relationships, relationships with your father, your mother, your brother, your sisters, your pets, nature, ceremony, drugs, alcohol, whatever it is, let it be extracted from your heart. Solaria just came in, and she's going to activate your crystal to help you to dissolve conflict in your body and in your mind. Key, which is blue. Turn that one to the left until it unlocks. And let it extract all the things that you have said that has become a burden to you. Things that you've said and haven't been true, or you made something to sound better than it should. Or something that you should have said to somebody, but you didn't stand up for yourself. Let all that energy come out of your throat chakra into the crystal. To the indigo blue key, and turn that one to the left. And allow the energy of that key inside the crystal extract the energies in your mind. Anything that has been filtering out God's love, anything that has been come between you and your creator and your higher consciousness, anything that has made you feel ill or feel dark or feel attacked or feel that you can't fulfill what you are here to do, let all those energies go. Let go of belief systems, attitudes, programs. This is a spiritual activation. As that one is being pulled out, Buddha is bringing in the gold light activation of the golden bells to permeate around your crystal. And as that is doing so, very intense, as it becomes intense, let yourself pull in what matters to you. Pull in energy. Pull in love. Pull in resolving issues. Pull in solutions. Go up to the white light key and just turn that one to the left and let that connect to your high self. And there's a button at the top of your crystal, which is gold. When you're ready to complete this activation with the chakras, push that one and it will activate all the chakras all at once inside the crystal. If you haven't done so, push the button now. And Mother Gaia is bringing up white light fire from the earth underneath your feet. This white light fire is going to burn all the way around your crystal and inside, helping you to release energies that have been burdening you. Now, Metatron is bringing in the purple light with Saint Germain to unblock all the energies that are causing you to feel like you're not on the mark of life, that you're off the mark or off your axis or projection about what you want to do and where you want to go, whatever is holding you back. Let that beautiful purple fire underneath you burn all around your beautiful crystal and back up to the sky, up to Grandfather, up to God. Now the golden light is starting to burn underneath your feet, around your body. Let this light bless you. Let this light love you. So I call him Maitreya, Buddha, Metatron, Ashtar, Serapis Bay, Master Balatron, Auntie Olga, to place your hands onto the crystal and to ignite the energy within each person listening today and give them the sustenance, the nurturing, the energy that they need that they can't see for themselves or for what anything I have not said that has not flown through me. I ask you to reach inside their hearts in their mind, all the energy in their body, and to help them feel secure, supported, loved, and nurtured. Jeshua is coming in, and he's holding space, and he's lassoing all the masters that we just talked to and called in around you and your crystal to be closer to you and your energy. Remember that you are in a safe place, that you are loved by God, and you are one of God's favorites. Each of you, in your own divine right, you are the son, the daughter of God. We are unique in every single way, but we come together as one soul, one spirit, one body, one mind, one heart, to feel the trueness of spirit that resides within us all, and the holy God that we have become and are. Give yourself and others. Learn to look at life as a gift. Learn to breathe in all the beautiful nature smells and energies of every season that we have on this beautiful planet. And learn to know that your job is not really your job. Your job is to love yourself. And everything else on the side is just playtime, such as now. Holy God, Mother Earth, Great Spirit, we thank you for bestowing upon us this blessing today and giving us the opportunity to help as many people as we can before we leave this planet and to leave our mark. We ask you for this energy to continue throughout the day for every single person today, either while they're listening now or they hear the show afterwards. We say thank you to all of you who've come in through today. I'm going to now start to my energy. Okay. Okay. Archangel Michael just chimed in. He wants to give everyone a blessing of your environment, with the stones you're holding, the crystals you're holding, the pictures in front of you, and to the people that you're thinking about right now. Okay, so come on back and just sit there or just acclimate and let yourself relax. Be good to get a glass of water now and get yourself. So I want to say thank you all of you for hearing that today and just that activation. Thank you, Buddha, for coming in, and Archangel Michael, Metatron, and all the ones we've talked to today, and Mother Gaia, for your energy and your love and for all the help that you've given us.
Let it be. Wow. Thank you so much. Again, I feel it's very relaxing and energizing at the same time.
And I feel much better myself. I was really shaken there earlier because I overpowered myself. It's easy to do when you have a lot of access to the energy levels that we do, and sometimes I can overdose sort of on it, you know. But I was happy to share that with everyone and just kind of let myself, you know, drain all that energy out.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Works well for us.
Yeah.
So gosh, that feels really good, and I'm sure everyone else is really feeling that right now too. Would the masters and the angels be ready? Would you be ready to start taking some calls now?
Absolutely. Yep, we're ready.
Okay, excellent. We have quite a few people in the queue, so this is exciting. We'll see who we should take first. All right, here. Why don't we start with 954 number. Okay. Let's try 954257. Hello, 954.
Hello.
Are you with us? Can you hear us?
Yes, DJ and Matthew. How are you tonight?
Hi, doing really well. Who is this?
Yeah.
What's your name?
This is Pat, and Matthew, I want to tell you that was such a powerful meditation, activation, everything together. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Oh, it's Pat. Hi.
Yes.
I didn't recognize, isn't that funny? I didn't, I had you, yeah, I didn't realize it was you. So that's so great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. So, and it was an excellent activation, wasn't it? It was beautiful.
It was. I think it resonated with everybody. I think after such a long day, just listening to Matthew's voice and going step by step, it makes you understand what's really important about life.
Great. Well, I'll let you guys talk.
Okay.
Thanks, Pat.
Thank you, Claudia.
Sure. Thanks, Matt. Matthew.
Hey, Pat. How are you?
Hi, Matthew. Good. How are you?
So what stood out for you the most in that activation? What did you feel changed inside your body most of all?
I think I felt like a tingling all over, and I attribute that to a positive vibration and cleansing almost.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I perceived it. I don't know if that's the correct way, but I felt
that
the crystal was cleansing.
Exactly, that's perfect. Yeah, it's usually each of the masters, you know, they have their own personality that they work with, and together, you know, coming together in consciousness with that energy orchestration that we were talking about, is that the energy can be harnessed in any way that high self wants it to be for each individual. You know, I'm not in control of that at all. You know, I'm the narrator and the conduit, but that's all. You know, I can't even put my leg out there to trip you when you're walking by if I wanted to. So it's a very, very a distinguished amount of energy that every person will be able to resonate with the way they feel energy in their own body. So you know, a lot of times it's movement. You can feel rocking or flowing or heat or throbbing in a specific area. And it depends. It depends on you, how far your energy is coming from your body. If your etheric body and your angelic and your spiritual body are really closed into your energy field, it's really hard to feel anything, you know, because we're closed. But when we allow our auric field to be broadened and wide, you know, and open, we can feel almost everything, all the words, the energies, the colors, you know, you'll be able to tap into every kind of a dimension energy that comes through from your high self. And you'll be able to dictate and feel where it's coming from inside your body and where it's going out. So it's, you know, and it takes practice and, you know, it takes a amount of focus. But it can happen for the regular Joe, you know, at any time. So, I'm glad
very
that
powerful.
Helped you. Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
You're very welcome. So, did you have a specific question, or did you want me just to work on you from your high self?
Yes, please. Please work on me from my high self.
Okay. Very easy. No. Okay, so do I have your permission to connect your high self?
Yes, Matthew.
Okay, thank you. So I'm connecting to Creator again, to the Masters, connect to you. Okay. So Master Gotomi says that you've done really well. All right.
Aww.
He says you're not thinking as much anymore. You're more into the action. You're more doing. He says that one of the things he wants you to really focus on is the color that really will really help you is like is the color between pink and red, like fuchsia.
Okay.
You learn to bring more fuchsia, wear fuchsia. Your heart chakra will be more activated that way because inside your mind, inside your head, he says you have a lot of reflection going on, a lot of dissolving going on. He says this activation by itself for you will help you to become more oneness with yourself. And like we were talking about before was that, you know, when you stand behind your spirit, you know, you're behind and you're going to feel like you're being left behind or you're going to feel like you're not in the car with everyone else. And you're going to feel a little disoriented and not completely in your body or connected to your path. And he says, when you're right in your spirit and you allow your spirit to show you which way to go by impulses or feelings of being drawn to something or attracted to something, that's usually the right path to take. So if you're asking for which way to go, he says, follow that. Follow your impulses. And the pink fuchsia energy, by asking it to come through your high self and going into your heart, it'll give you a better understanding about which direction to go.
Great.
Does that resonate with you?
So, yes. Would that help developing my intuition? Is that what it would be? Because that's what I'm working on my intuition lately.
Yeah. He says more so than your intuition, it's more about reflection, looking inside yourself about what you need to change. And because you're a very enlightened person anyways, he says things will just start to come into you regardless of what you're focusing on, because you're being gifted something great here. You're being gifted with like a silver spoon. You're being gifted with everything on a silver platter that is at your beck and call. Everything is coming into fruition for you because you've been working on it for a while now, and your manifestations are going to start coming through.
Okay.
And Mother Mary says that, you know, one of the things that you need to learn to do is trust yourself.
Mm.
And when you put more trust in yourself and how you feel and how things resonate with you, you'll be empowered to know and to feel experiences happening in your life. That way you can build on positivity step by step. And when you ignore those insights, is when you start to get off the path.
Yes.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you because I do that.
Oh, good.
Does that resonate with you? That's still true?
Yes, very much.
Okay. All right, so there's just one more thing we want to dissolve in your lower back. And your first chakra, it's supposed to be red, but it's yellow. And so there's a lot of old negative energies, thoughts, energies that have been built up in there that are still releasing in you, which is good. But we want to go ahead and just accelerate it a little bit. So Asteria and Solaria are coming in. I don't work with Asteria that much, but she holds space really, really well. And she works with the intricate energies within a certain introspection energy inside your body. So she'll go in and remove blueprints inside your first chakra that are in conflict with your path, with your knowledge, with your mission. And she's going in right now into your first chakra, and she's removing some old belief systems and a lot of your father issues and the energies around having too much masculine energy inside yourself. And she says to really, in a biblical sense, you know, you should be dancing with flowers. You should be, you know, having fresh flowers for yourself every single day and just realizing how beautiful you truly are.
Oh.
And it's to you to see that for yourself. Everyone can tell you up and down the street how beautiful you are, but until you see it yourself, only then will you believe the people who are saying that.
So true.
Thank you, Asteria. So, yeah, she's doing that. And so now they're turning it like a lavender purple, and now red. So right now, just there's a little bit of heaviness there. So just start breathing down your grounding cord and just releasing all that energy from your first chakra. Okay. Wonderful. All right.
Great.
Thank you. Okay. So does that feel better?
Yes, much better, yes.
Okay. Anything else?
No, is there anything else I need to work on? I mean, I think I got the message. I think I know what I need to do. Is there anything else I need to know?
Okay. Archangel Michael says, realize that you have wings. Every single person here today has wings. We all have wings that we need to spread more often. And when you realize your wings are different from everyone else's, some of us have hawk wings, eagle wings, angel wings, sapphire wings, crystal wings. We all have wings, and that's also your antenna. He says you want to be a spiritual, really learn to see what kind of wings you have.
Okay.
And I know that's a little bit, you know, right there in left field there, but Archangel Michael, he's really into empowering people with this mindset, with this energy, with this thought.
And Michael can't tell me what wings I have? I have to figure that out for myself. Is that what you're saying?
He says he has his finger on his lip, and he says, it would be better for you to find out what that is for yourself.
Okay.
But it rhymes with butterfly. Sorry.
Got it. Great.
Okay. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you, Matthew. Thank you so much. God bless you, and God bless you, CJ.
Okay, you too.
Thank you.
Claudia? Hello. 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 Next caller.
Oh, hold on. Hi. Hello? Hello?
What happened?
Oh, gosh. I lost my connection. I had to get back in. So.
Oh, okay. No worries.
Yeah, sorry about that. And then I thought I was on and I was talking, but I wasn't. So sorry about that, everybody. Here we are. We're back on the show, and that was Pat. That was a beautiful reading. Gosh, we have so many people. This is really exciting. Are you still with us, Matthew? Let's just make sure we're all here.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry.
I'm laughing at myself. There's still water all over my lap right now. So.
Oh, God.
I guess I had to pull off.
Well, it must have been a little like, you know, losing the host is a little nerve-wracking. So. It sounds like you did a good job. I heard you. So thanks for holding the fort. All right. You ready for another one then, Matthew? You ready for a new caller? Okay.
Yes,
do you want to go get a towel? Do you need to change?
No, I'm also okay. I'm all right. I'm just laughing at myself.
Okay. All right. It's always good to laugh. It's very good to laugh. Okay, let's take another call here. Let's see. Why don't we take this a 510 number? 510. Okay, hold
Hello?
On. Let's see. Hi, 510.
Hi,
can you hear
Carrie.
Us? Hi, Carrie.
Yeah.
Hi. Yeah,
Hi,
Carrie.
I'm glad you're back, CJ.
Oh, thank you so much. It was a little scary there for a minute. And this is the Carrie that was I met you at the conference, right? At the conference
in
LA.
That's right. Just 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, was that 2 weeks ago already? It feels like it was so long ago, and yet it just happened. But so much. It was such an exciting time. I'm so nice to meet you, and I'm so glad you came. Yeah. Oh. Go ahead. Anyway, it's great to meet you too,
God.
And here you are with Matthew. So you have a question for Matthew.
I don't really have a question. I love that you can offer these activations, and it was really beautiful, and it was. I could feel things shifting very subtly, like inside, but also outside of me. So it was really wonderful to feel that. So I'm looking forward to just spending some time and integrating all of that.
Yeah. And one of the things, you know, it really stirs everything up inside you, you know, and for what we lack, some things that we lack that we don't aren't always aware of, it what comes up to the surface, you know. Today I woke up feeling a little headachy and like I was coming down with something, and I called my mom. I said, "Can you send me some green energy?" She says, "Okay, I'll try." And then as soon as we hung up the phone, I felt it. I felt it right away. You know, we're really strongly connected, my birth mom and I, and so I started to channel my own energy inside myself, and I felt all this energy coming into my high self, well, that's activating myself, the same activation we just did for you guys. And I started to feel all this immense love coming in. And I didn't know that I was loveless today. I didn't know I was loveless today. And I felt all this love coming in from God and just made me laugh. I laughed hysterically for about, I don't know, 5 minutes or so. And I just started, my eyes started crying, and I felt all this beautiful understanding and love and connection, and just feeling so grateful to be able to be where I am today, and to be able to help as many people as we are, and to have this connection that is so revealing. And so, you know, for you, it's like I could see all your gold light around you. I could see all the energy still moving through you, the energy still moving through your heart. There's a lot of energies around your heart right now that are trying to release. There's some inner sadness that, you know, that's happening inside you that's releasing too. And it's okay, you know, for you, you know, and I apologize right now because I forgot to ask if it was okay to look at you.
Yes.
Okay. And I have a tendency to, yeah, overlook those kinds of things. And so, Maitreya, he's saying that, you know, you have an abundance amount of love in you that can go to everywhere. You don't have an E and F or empty or full, you just have love, you know. And when you are able to feel that love permeate from your heart into your world, you've just created your world. You've just connected to your own energy that you can create your world with. And he says you have an abundance of that. And there's no reason to hold back. There's no reason to feel like you're in the back of the bus or to feel like you're not in alignment with who you are, but because you truly are. But some of the sadnesses and burdens that you have in your heart are actually keeping you from looking at your truth within yourself. And he says that when you don't look at your truth, it's hard to really be real with yourself and others. So right now he says, just let's relax your hands and drop your shoulders, relax your jaw. And he says, just let yourself feel the energy that he's going to run through your body right now. And Maitreya, you know, he works really with the giggly side of kids and energy and lightheartedness. So he's going to run some gold energy through your body, shoulders, into your heart chakra. And he says, when you start to feel this energy permeating from your back or the heat around your body, just start breathing it down your grounding cord. And allow your grounding cord to be its grounding cord and to dissolve the energies and transmute it back into light and to come back into your body and to help you find resolution, find completeness.
Mm.
All right. Can you sense that happening, Terry?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. And he says, just shake your hands off a little bit. Just get, you know, rid of some of the old energies that you have there. Mother Mary's coming in with Master Kutumi, and they're gonna be dissolving some imprints around your stomach. And some of these imprints that you have around your stomach, a lot of it is self-judgment. And when you have self-judgment on yourself for whatever reason, a lot of times your chakras will share the energy with each other. Your chakras are like, they have like spirits inside your chakras that live. You have living spirits of yourself, all the parts of yourself. You know, there's a lot of blueprints and layers and spirits inside that live within you, inside your chakras. And sometimes when they feel you going through something, they'll share their energy with each other. So right now, your second, your third are sharing their light with each other. So Mother Mary and Master Kutumi are going to separate those energies and take out some energies about hostility, energies about hostility in your second chakra. And it's like a lot of it's about being betrayed, feeling false friends, or feeling false energies or false programming inside you and then mad about that you have false programming. Okay. Does that resonate with you?
Absolutely, yes. I'm blown away.
Okay. So they're pulling all the energy out of your second chakra right now. And Mother Mary, she wants to go up to your forehead and kiss your third eye. And she says that, let this kiss represent the kiss of God. Let the God kiss of life be upon you. And let his love shower in your life every single day. With every step that you make on this planet, remember to walk gently upon our mother. And remember to not to ever look back and look at all the distress and bridges that have been burning behind you, but see in front of you a beautiful meadow that is welcoming, loving you, and asking you to move forward on your path without being feeling that you have to carry everybody else with you. Let this be a selfless journey with you and God together, walking hand in hand. Let this kiss represent your connection to our great Father and the Holy God that lives within you. Okay. Thank you, Mother Mary.
Thank you.
Okay. Did I help you a little bit?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm so grateful.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Carrie. That was
thank
great.
You, Carrie.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And you're doing a great show, and I am so happy to be listening today.
Oh,
thank you,
Carrie. What a sweetheart. You have such a beautiful energy. It's so nice to have you with us. Thanks for being with us. And you know, and he's great. Matthew's wonderful, isn't he?
He really is.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I get like a healing just listening to everybody's healing, so it's wonderful for me.
Yeah, that's so true, because we can resonate with, you know, everything that has been said. Like, we can each resonate with that part of ourselves, so.
Right. Yeah, it's beautiful. Well, hope to hear from you again, Carrie.
Yes, thank you, Matthew.
You're very welcome, Carrie. Thank you.
Okay, take care. Bye, Carrie.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that was so nice. Okay, great. Great. Wow, this is awesome. all right, are you ready for our next caller?
Yeah, I can't get this grin off my face. I got a stupid grin. I don't know why. I think it's because when I spilled the water on myself, I look like I peed my pants. So I'm just glad it's dark. So,
well,
anyways, okay, go ahead.
It's a good thing you're on the radio, right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. All right. Great. So, wet pants and all. Okay. Sorry.
Right.
Oh, geez, Louise. Okay. I have to. You know, it's like I get all laughy from sometimes the energy
makes me laughy.
You know.
So,
okay. All right. So let's take this next caller. This is a 305 number.
Okay.
Hi, 305. Are you with us?
Hi, Claudia and Matthew. Yes, I am.
Hi. Is this Lizette?
It is.
Hi. Great.
How are you guys?
Oh, we're silly.
I can tell.
It's always a beautiful energy, and especially tonight, extra funny, fun, nice energy. So,
I know.
So
I,
nice.
I was feeling very... very calm after that activation and almost loopy in a way. And then all of a sudden, Matthew started laughing and then talking about how you spilled the water, and I'm just like over here giggling.
Yeah.
Everything happens for a reason, I tell you that much.
Yeah, that totally lifted me out of that, so it was good.
Okay, so I'll leave it up to you guys. Lizette, do you have a question, or how do you want to go about this with Matthew now?
I was pretty just, you know, open to receiving whatever spirit feels I need to know. So.
Okay.
So do I have your permission to connect your high self?
Absolutely.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. So one of my elders are coming in. He doesn't really work on people sometimes, but it's this is Red Cloud is coming in with my Uncle Sitting Bull. And I only say my Uncle Sitting Bull because he's my relative. Sitting Bull, you know, he's a prophet, you know, back in the day. And Sitting Bull, you know, he's, out of respect, I call him Uncle. Because, you know, for someone like that to be in my energy, it's like, it's phenomenal. You know, why me? Really? You know, but Sitting Bull, he's a powerful healer. And so Sitting Bull and Red Cloud are standing with you right now, and they're going to be removing some burdens that are above your head. And I'll just let you know that, you know, you're in a safe place, and they're here with you. And what we're going to be doing is that we're going to be removing some really dark energies out of your head. And these energies, they look like they've been there for a while, but they just started to come out through this activation, which is great. So this one, that it's like a shard of light coming out of the right side of your brain, and it's really dark, deep red, which talks about, you know, past life energy in there. So Sitting Bull right now, he's going in, and he's placing sage, energy sage around it, and he's praying with it, and he has his hands cupped around it, and he's speaking to it to come out, that it doesn't belong in you anymore. So he's pulling this shard, and it looks like a shard of glass or a shard of wood that you were either killed by in a previous life, and Red Cloud is blessing you on the other side of your body and getting rid of any feelings that are coming up around that so you don't have to hold on to it anymore, because it looks like it's been there for the Master Archangel Michael. He's just going to say it's been there for several lifetimes. And it's always been like something hanging over your head, something always coming down on you, or something like dark, but you couldn't see what it was or feel what it was. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
Okay. So they're pulling all that, pulling that thing out of your head right now. And Mother Mary's in there with Mary Magdalene. They just came in. They're going to be going inside your brain with Master Kwan and take away all these programmings about being abandoned, being rejected. Okay. And be abandoned from yourself, being rejected from yourself. Pretty much an introspection, a reflection of being abandoned, like a big trigger. Does that feel true to you?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're clearing up all the energy. Well, they are clearing up the energy inside your brain. Okay. Okay, so they're taking this thing out. All right. So they took this thing out of your head, and now they just took it away. I'm not sure what they're going to do with it, but I'm sure they're going to take care of it in a good way. So the Masters Metatron just came in. Jeshua just came in. What they're doing right now is that they're clearing the energy around your brain, and they're going to be recalibrating you right now. And the recalibration program, what it does is that it recalibrates your high self energies to match the energy frequency inside your chakras in your body, and helps to bring everything into wholeness. So right now, they want you to start breathing down your grounding cord and just drop your shoulders and relax your body and let the energy start to flow through you, because it was really like damming up in your head there, and it wasn't flowing through. So they want it to flow through your body to get rid of all the residual energies that were trying to come out. Okay. All right. So they're raking the energy down your body, helping you. So just breathe, concentrating and focusing on breathing with the intention of breathing energy out of your body that is not in your high self. So they're going to be doing some etheric psychic surgery on your brain. And so just to let you know, inside your brain you have a blueprint that surrounds your brain. And that blueprint has all the energies that that you're evolving into and the old paradigms that are going to be lifting off of you. So there's an old paradigm still inside there. It's like a workhorse. You know, if you don't work, you're never going to receive. If you don't give it, if you don't overdo it, you know, you're never going to see the fruition of your bounty. You know, it's like you're overdoing it on yourself. And so they want you just to relax and just let yourself get into the mindset of being worthy, feeling yourself being worthy of love, worthy of feeling like you're receiving exactly what you need in this life, and not allowing yourself to project anything into the future that doesn't belong to you. The worst things that could happen, the worst of this, the worst of that. And they want you to focus on just a flower. Look at a flower right now in your future. You know, look at a wedding dress in your future. Look at babies in your future. Look at a waterfall in Hawaii in your future. Look at beautiful things that you feel resonates with you, and bring that energy into your body, just the feeling of those things, of what they feel like, and then breathe out whatever doesn't feel like it's, if it's in conflict with what you feel is being true. Okay. There's also this other, I'm glad that you called so we can take care of this for you right now. You have been tortured a lot in previous lives, and there's an energy of being bludgeoned in the head by something really, really hard, in the same place where this shard was. So Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene, Lady Nada, Ariel, Uriel, Gabriel are all coming in with Ashtar, and they're going to be doing some work on your brain, on your right side of your brain, and they're going to be removing some of these shards and imprints that are inside there that causes to feel like you're like some of us are really clumsy. And sometimes we attract clumsiness to ourselves. And so accident prone, that's what it is, accident prone. And so they want to remove that program out of your head. And we're going to reverse the polarity of causing harm to yourself or feeling like it's like or feel the feeling of harm being caused on you. Yeah. Okay. So they're dissolving that. They're using a turquoise blue white light around your head. And Archangel Michael's in the back of your brain, back of your skull, and he's moving the energy down your spine into your grounding point. Can you sense that happening?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is it starting to flow? Mother Mary's going to your soul's truth. And the soul's truth, just again to reiterate, it's just your soul's truth is the doorway to your soul. When you have layers and layers of emotional blocks, filters, dirty filters inside there, it obscures or covers up your soul from being brilliant or showing your light to the world. And so we go in there and we remove these layers inside there. And some phobias in here. Mother Mary says that there's a feeling of being locked away or being trapped, like claustrophobia. Does that resonate?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she's removing that right now from you. And she found a little girl in a well right now. And I guess it's you in one of these lifetimes. So she's bringing you out. Actually flying you out. It's beautiful. All right. And they're taking all that scene and they're dissolving all that energy for you. Okay. Okay. And so there's a huge feeling in there also about lost or being lost or feeling lost, never found. And so it's like almost like a, I can feel it in my throat. It's almost like a knot in my throat. Like being so scared, not knowing which way to go, being lost on the path inside your soul's truth. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah.
Okay. So she's dissolving that. She's using a lot of pink and white light and gold in there, which is gold is a blessing, pink is unconditional love. Gold, pink, and white light. Okay. Oh, wow. All right. We're able to do that within the time limit. That's good.
Hmm.
Okay. How does that feel? Does that feel a bit better?
I feel amazing, Matthew.
Okay.
I'll have to email you some very interesting present life experiences that match very, very close to those past life experiences with shards of things in my head.
Okay.
Kind of wild.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, wow.
Yeah.
That
all
was
right.
Powerful.
Mother Mary wants to do one last thing, okay? She wants to put she wants to put a like a big golden sock around your body. Because she says a lot of this deep healing, it needs to keep manifesting and keep working its way through. So she's going to put a golden light around your body and wrap it around the golden boulder and the earth three times and can bring it back around your body, up to the sun and wrap it around three times. And then bring her back again around your body and seal you in this gold light, this blessing, and connect to your grounding cord. Okay. Wonderful. Thank you, Mother Mary.
Mm.
All right.
Mm.
Awesome blessing.
That was amazing. I needed that more than I thought. I was not expecting that much stuff. So I'm beyond grateful.
Wow.
Well, thank you for calling. I'm glad you called when you did. That was really good. You needed that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, Claudia and Matthew.
Oh, thanks for calling. That was very powerful for everyone to hear, I'm sure. That was great.
Yeah.
That was great. So
many, many blessings to you both, okay?
Oh, thanks to you as well, my dear. Take care. Have a good night. Okay. Thanks. Wow. Okay.
Mother Mary just chimed in. She right now. She says, "Is there a 408 number that right now that you can bring in?"
Yes. Wait a second. You know what? Oh my! Is she psychic, Mother Mary? I love her.
I think she is.
That's what I was going to do next. How did she know that? Okay. So there's actually two 408 numbers. Why don't you tell me which one I should take? Should I take 551? Okay.
All your heart, whatever one stands out to you the most.
Whichever one stands out.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. We're going to take 408-551 then. All right.
Okay.
Hello? Hi, 408,
hello.
Are you with us? Hi. Hi, what's your name, caller? Hello?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, you're on. Would you like to speak with Matthew? Are you Matthew's mom? Is this Matthew's mom? Would you like to just
yes,
listen
I
in
am.
Or would you like Yes, that's so exciting. This is Matthew. So please, if you'd like to it is so exciting that you're on the call with us, and so Matthew, would you like to say anything? Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, Mom, is that you?
Yeah, I got disconnected for a minute.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
all
I'm
right.
here.
Okay, great. Everybody, this is my birth mom, Mary Sagala. Say hi.
Hi.
Hi,
She's
Mary.
She's a little nervous.
Hi. Hi, Claudia. I've been listening to your program now for the past month, and I really enjoy it. I don't know what to say.
Oh, well, I'll just say, knowing Matthew and knowing how he found you, just recently, it was so heartwarming, and I'm so happy for both of you and for your family. And Matthew is such a beautiful soul, and you must be overwhelmed and so happy to have found him.
I am overwhelmed. He's a miracle. It's a miracle.
Yeah.
I've been so blessed to have him in my life. I'm so glad, so happy. I haven't my cloud yet. You know, I'm still walking on cloud nine.
Oh, you know, you're so beautiful. I mean, I'm just so happy that he found you, and I know that it's like a part of him that was missing is not missing anymore, and it's just such a beautiful thing. So I feel so, I'm like really feeling the love that's there right now, and thank you so much for being with us and for bringing Matthew to the world, you know.
Yeah, thanks for that.
I'll let you guys talk now if you want to, Matthew. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks,
like, don't go.
I'll still be here, but I'll be quiet now. Okay.
So, hey, Mom, do you want me to help you a little bit? Do you want me to help you with anything?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I'll leave it in your hands. You go for
it. All right. Do I have your permission to take your high self?
Of course.
Okay. Okay. All right. So Archangel Michael and Master Gethsemane want to bring in our ancestors to stand with us and to pray with us. They're asking for my older brother to come in and two grandfathers, not your dad, but your grandfather to come in. And your mom, grandma. And so as they're coming in, really let go of everything that you believe is true for yourself. And just let yourself love, because they're in spirit world and they're always looking down on you. They're always giving you that feeling that you're never alone, and they've been protecting you all this time. Grandma says, she said it in Spanish, but I know what she's saying. She says, why are you so nosy?
That sounds like her.
Why are you so nosy? You're nosy.
sounds like her. Yeah.
So she's standing with you. And she says, you don't boogie anymore. You just like to dance. Me gusta bailar. You know, I just like to dance. She says, you need to learn to express yourself more. Be okay with how you like to move, you know. Be okay with how you dance, you know. It's okay. You know, dance with your kids. Dance with your grandchildren. You know, it's about, life is about a dance, she says. It's about a dance for life. Dancing with, you know, your energy. Dancing and expressing yourself, she says. Tony's being shy. He doesn't want to come in, so I'm just going to leave him there. But it's okay. Archangel Michael is putting a blessing around you and our family, and he wants to actually acknowledge Rebecca, and Rebecca's my sister and Mary's my birth mother, Mary's daughter, and he wants to acknowledge her and just tell her that she's really special too, and that all of your kids. Don't overlook all your kids. They're all special. They all have gifts that they haven't been able to put their finger on and understand yet, because we're here and we have the love of God, of the Creator, within our hearts. You know, we're going to be able to bring that back into our family, into our lives. Probably the first ceremony that you guys come to, you'll be able to feel that energy in your lives again, like it was a lost friend. And Archangel Michael says, you know, don't wait too long. He says, really? Look at life as an opportunity to grow, and look at life as something playful. You know, we're here to play. We're here to be children. We're here to really look at each other and look into our spirits, you know, not look at our bodies or look at how much we have, but to look at what's true for us. Okay. Mother Mary wants to pull off this huge burden that you're carrying with yourself, Mom. And this burden, she says, it's just around your belly and around your chest. And it's, you know, it has a lot to do with me, but she just wants you to feel her love. She wants to place her hands on your, just above your chest, and just let go of it. She says, it's not worth carrying this anymore. Just let yourself go. Let it go. She's going to wipe down the front of your body. And Christ just came in, and he's holding on to your leg, and he says, do you remember this? You remember this? He says, when kids hold onto your leg, it means that they worship you. And then when children hold on your leg, they worship you. They look at you, and they worship your love. They worship your life. So all of you out there who have kids who grab onto your legs, remember that your kids worship you. They see beautiful things in you. It's not a burden to drag them across the floor when they're holding onto your feet. It's a blessing from the children when they do that, he says. So remember to always love yourself and let yourself be loved. Okay. So Mother Mary is holding energy around your stomach, and she's pulling out all this old feeling of loss and rejection and energy that you've had from your own mother, burdens of felt feeling rejected from your mom. And your mom right now, she's on your left side, and she has her hand on your shoulder, and she has her forehead against her hand, praying for you, to you, to God. Can you feel that happening, Mom?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Are you mad at me?
No.
Okay, just checking. All right. Okay. Archangel Michael's going into your brain right now, and he's pulling out all these feelings of loss in your brain. You still have them hidden in your brain, thinking that no one can see them but you. So he's pulling those energies out. I'm laughing because I do the same thing, and we're so related. Okay. I know. I don't know what's going on. I'm just a laughing fool right now. Okay. So, yeah. So, Archangel Michael's pulling all this energy out of your head. And she says, all right, give me back her crown. She needs her crown back. She's the queen, remember? So they're giving you back your crown because you're the queen, supposedly. All right. So they put the honor of being the queen bee in your family. All right. Jeshua just placed a lot of gold light around your body. And Mother Mary says, when you have children, it is a blessing to be part of the works of creation. But you can't control everything in your life to be exactly the way you want it. You can only experience change in the moment and love yourself and see the energies that you bring into your life as being fruitful and nourishing and nurturing for yourself and others. You're a great provider for your family, and you provide not just in personal things but in warmth. You have eyes gentle like an angel, and when you put your gaze upon a child or a person that you care about, they feel your love. So remember that, she says. Okay, thanks, Mom.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Claudia.
Oh, thank you so much, Mary. That was beautiful. Thanks for being with us tonight.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Good night. I guess we'll... I'm gonna put her on mute now. Wow, that was so powerful. How are you? Or how are you feeling now?
Oh, I'm still really giddy. I can't control myself.
Okay, good. You're still in the channeling mode. That was so amazing. I mean, wow. I feel it's very, very powerful. I was almost crying. So just really feeling that heart energy, and so beautiful, the energy with you and your mom, the gift that you could give her. So thanks for sharing your story with all of us and letting us in on your life in that way, both of you, your mom and you, Matthew.
So I want to tell you something that's really, I've been waiting for a while, and I wanted just to let my mom know that I love her to death. She's my birth mom, and, you know, and I love her. You know, I'm feeling more connected to her the more I talk to her. But she did me a great healing that she doesn't know about. And I want to say this to her just to let her know that everything's okay. Everything's all right, you know. And from now on, we get to build our relationship together and understand each other and laugh together, tell jokes and so forth, and get to know each other, our personalities, you know. And I might push buttons, but it's because my inner child is still a little bit, you know, going through it, you know, processing and stuff. But I've been working on myself. So I want to tell my birth mom, you know, that she did some healing that she didn't even know that she's done for me. For most of my life, since I can remember, my mom that raised me, Clara Bueno, who is my mom, her and I had a hard time because I always believed that she knew where my birth mom was, and she was hiding her from me. And I caused a lot of problems throughout my life. I caused a lot of things. I did a lot of things to cause problems in my family's life because of the anger that I carried. Mm-hmm. And so when I went out to find my birth mom, I had this inspiration that, you know, that when I met her, sorry.
It's okay.
Okay, so when I met her, that there would be bells and whistles and fireworks and understanding, and a huge light would come down, and it would take me to the mothership, and I would understand all my life what it was that I was supposed to understand. And what happened was that it wasn't like that. You know, I was like I was in a foreign place, you know, with foreign people. That I could feel connected to on a certain level. but it wasn't everything I ever wanted, you know, because I was so, you know, going through abandonment, rejection most of my life and dealing with relationships that never really, you know, I had a lot of lessons in relationships with women especially, you know, and so when I met my birth family, I was, you know, I was really happy to be able to find them, but I haven't gotten to the point because I don't have a past with them. I haven't built anything up with them, so I didn't have that. But I love her food. Her love for food is great, you know. And so that day that I met my birth mom, you know, it was, you know, a special day. But I still felt like there was something missing, and I didn't know what it was.
Mm.
So hold on. So I got a call from my mom, and she told me to come on by before I left. I went home. You know, I didn't see my mom, Clara Bueno, at all over that weekend. And I went over there.
Mm-hmm.
I went over there. I don't know why this is so hard for me.
Just breathe.
Okay.
This is a big deal.
Yeah.
This is, you're telling
yeah.
a deep story.
So I went over there, and I went with my wife, Lucy. I was feeling headachy and strange and just a little sick, you know, just from the overwhelming emotions I had going on with me. And I went into my house, and I had to reintroduce myself to my grandmother because she has dementia. And several times that day, as a matter of fact. And she was talking to the woman in the mirror and in Spanish, and that was her friend. And, you know, so I left, and I went in there, and I was talking to my mom briefly, and she's asking me, well, how'd it go? And I said, well, yeah, you know, I don't know. They just feel, you know, it feels different. I still have to process and this and that. And she says, well, let me make you a gift basket to go home with, and, you know, you guys can munch some munchies on the way. And I said, okay, that sounds good. So then it's like a routine, you know. I go home, she makes me a gift basket with a bunch of stuff and bring home to the kids and, you know, and share. And so I went over into the bathroom to get some aspirin. And then I came out, and both my mom and my wife, Lucy, were crying.
Mm.
And I said, well, what's going on? What's happening? Why are you guys all red-eyed and crying? No, nothing. Come on, okay, you're getting ready to go? I said, yeah. So my wife goes out the door first, and so I give my mom just a hug, just not a, you know, just like a pat on the back, like, cause, you know, like a touch and go kind of thing, and
mm-hmm.
which we've always done because of, you know, of the feelings I've always had, you know, about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I went back, you know, got into the truck and started my engine, and I'm looking at my mom, and she's standing inside the garage looking at me.
Yeah.
And I look over at my wife, and she's, you know, and she's teary-eyed and crying. And I asked her, I said,
so what happened then?
But, I said, you know, what's wrong? And she says, you better go over there. You better go over there and tell your mom that.
Is this hard for you to say right now, Matthew?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you better go over there and tell your mom that you're not leaving her. And so... So I said, is this what this is all about? Is this why you guys are crying? That's silly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going anywhere. You guys, this is my parents. They raised me. And so
mm-hmm.
I walked up into the garage to give my mom a hug and just to tell her that.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of those things that never happens, you know, like coyote, because I carry coyote medicine, And it's not always what you think it is. The presentation is not ever what it seems to be. And I'm sorry for taking so long to tell you this, but it's just, you know, it's hard.
No, that's okay. Look, so, you know,
so
big deal.
I was about 5 feet away, and I just I exploded with all this emotion, crying and stuff. And it was when I hugged her, I felt that explosion, that miracle.
What was it that you said?
That I was looking for was already there with my mom. So I turned around and I looked at God and I said, "You tricked me. You tricked me," you know, and because I didn't expect that. I didn't expect to have that happen that way. And everything that I've ever known as a child until that time as an adult, I was able to be grateful for her.
Wow.
So, anyways, that's all I can do. Can't say anymore.
Well, you know, things happen for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. And there was two 408 numbers. And I was compelled to take your mom's call. And, you know, obviously this is a big part of your life. And I'm sure anybody who has a similar story, anybody who's been adopted, could identify with that feeling of like feeling like there's a missing part. But what you just said is so important. And I know we can all empathize with the difficulty to express this because you're just realizing it. Like this is very fresh realization. But that's beautiful to hear that it was always there with your mom, the mom who raised you, as much as you didn't really feel always like that you resonated with her. And there's something about your birth mom that you really connect with in a way that you don't connect with in the mom that raised you, but still your mom that raised you is your mom and she loves you and you love her. And even if you had anger or whatever, you know, so.
And this has been a huge healing for all of us, both of our families. I mean, I was able to have a real heart to heart with my sister that, you know, she doesn't really express herself that often. And, you know, she told me she loved me for the first time, you know, during this whole thing. And so everything that my birth mom was able to give me was, you know, she gave me a real strong heart. And then and God did the rest, you know.
Well.
But anyways, that's enough about that.
Yeah, well, gosh, you know, people definitely know you in a deeper way now. But it's really, I mean, you know, just, of course, we want to try to have this sort of heal up in a nice way, because when people open up about something so deep, it's interesting. Here you are, the healer, and you're so used to people doing that with you. And I knew that something would happen once your mom came on. I knew there was going to be something, so I was hesitant. But I think it's really, I feel like something really shifted. So I'm so glad that you could share with everyone. And, you know, you're a beautiful person. And I'm just so happy for you that you figured this out. And it's, you know, your pieces are all coming together. So it's a beautiful thing.
You know, and one of the hardest things that there is in life is, you know, for me is to pay attention and to take instruction. And to be teachable. It's always been hard for me. And, you know, from humans. But when it came to listening to spirit, they don't lie. They don't lead you down a path that is going to drop you off the side of a cliff down onto jagged rocks. They're not going to tell you if you wear this blindfold that you'll never find your truth. I was meditating today after feeling a little sick, and Mother Mary came in. She says, "You need to talk about this. it's time. And I said, but I don't want to hurt nobody. She goes, it's mm-hmm. time. Trust me. I said, okay. Mm-hmm. So I said, before I came onto the radio, I said, oh, I'm not going to talk about that. That's too heavy duty. And so, mm-hmm. you know, sitting here, blah, blah, blah. And then, of course, I hear my mom, my birth mom's voice, and it just mm-hmm. brings everything up to me. So, you know, and plus I'm in that spiritual realm with everyone else here right now, and you can't help
right.
but heal. You know, we can't help mm-hmm. but heal. And that's been a burden of mine for such a long time, and I didn't expect a reversal of healing today, God. So this is a miracle in itself for me today, and I just want to thank everyone for having compassion for me. Mm-hmm. I know it's hard to hear, you know, a grown man cry or, you know, get emotional.
No.
But, you know, it's just a, you know, something very powerful and really dear to me. That life, this life now, this year, this energy is exposing things that we didn't expect. And a lot more mysteries are coming into fruition. And all we can do is sit back and just take the ride, you know, the ups and downs, the roller coaster rides, and
yeah.
just enjoy it, you know, enjoy it. Do we have time for anybody else, or?
Well, I was just going to say, totally. You know, here we are at the end of the, pretty much almost at the end of the 2 hours. So, I kind of feel like if we could take one more call, and go over a little bit over, but I'm not sure where you know where you're at. I mean, we could easily talk about. I think this is. Let's stay with the moment of what happened because I think.
Okay.
But this is real life, and, you know, people do need examples of how you get through this stuff, because even like a radio show host, I could be, like, crying right before, you know what I mean? Like, what if I'm going through something? Shouldn't I be sharing it with people so that people can know they're not alone? I mean,
yeah.
you know, this is a gift for people, even if I'm sure maybe some other people might be feeling like, oh, I want to get my question in. But believe me, that there's a healing that they got just from hearing what you went through because it's very, very real. And you were in the moment right with us. And you're such a true, there's such a great feeling of being with somebody who's totally in their heart. And I think that's a beautiful thing. I'm sure everybody listening is feeling that right now. But it's really up to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, just to acknowledge that, you know, and both my moms are great, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And my whole family, you know, we get to come together with another family and be extended families, and we get to, you know, be connected, you know. And and that's what I've always been about reuniting people together. I've always been able to bring in new people to meet each other, and now, you know, their family, their close friends, or what have you. I've always been able to do that, you know, and introduce people to new things and new concepts and bring in new energy and give that instruction that way, you know, even before I started working with the masters, you know. A lot of the ways that I handle the situation is I meditate. But also the best part of my life is Sweat Lodge, because in Sweat Lodge, mm-hmm. we're inside our mother's womb, you know, in Epi, mm-hmm. you know, it's like, you're inside your mother's womb and it's dark and no one can see you. And all you see is the red stones in the middle of the cradle. And then we put certain, you know, herbs, and we sing certain songs that bring in certain energies and spirits to work on the people. And there we can express everything we feel through our song, through our tools, our chanupas, our pipes. We put everything that we have into every ceremony. The ceremony is basically, the definition is celebrating life. And every day when we learn to celebrate life in our own special way, whether it's meditating, whether it's drumming, whether it's going up to a mountain and screaming our head off or screaming into a pillow or throwing china dishes against the wall because of the sound will help us to release some of the feeling of shame and guilt and remorse in our bodies. You know, there's many ways, many outlets that you can do. Or you could just open the fridge and start eating a bunch of food. But that's not really a good way. You know, I used to do that. But just, and again, for this, you know, and it helps for me. It helps me to, when I communicate with God, when I'm driving by myself or when I communicate to myself, you know, I thank myself for having the ability to be able to be an emotional healer, to be able to, you know, to see within the veils of energy that are blocking me from allowing myself to be more productive or more loving or, mm-hmm. you know, whenever I have a problem, I mean, you know, my wife, she knows really well how to point out in a constructive way the mm-hmm. things that I need to change about myself. And I have to really look at that, because if someone says it more than three times to me, I'm going to need to really look at what I need to change in myself. And why do I have such a hard time changing when someone sees something I need to change for myself? And there's veils around every program, every belief system, every attitude. There's energy around everything that we think, because that's what we draw into ourselves, energy. And so mm-hmm. the energy, if it's not pure and clean, where it gives you that, aha, oh, that's what I got to do, you know, it's just going to be a brick wall that you're going to have to chip away at. And sooner or later, just by facing that wall itself, you're going to be, it's going to dissolve in front of you because you're giving it that attention. As mm-hmm. soon as you give anything your attention, it's dissolving if it's not in your high self. You know, like one of the major dreams I've always had was sinking, drowning, and going up a mountain and peeing on the way up. And I question that, you know, why am I drowning or, you know, and they said, you know, okay. Everything you see in life is good. Nothing is bad. Mm-hmm. Everything is just, you know, life. You make it mm-hmm. good or you make it bad. When you're going up a hill, it means that you're going the right direction. When you're releasing, that's also a good sign. When you're sinking, uh-huh. you're going deeper in yourself. When you're driving a truck, that's your spirit. That's your vehicle. And if you see your vehicle going up and over rocks, you're going through your obstacles. Everything is perfect. It's us that make it hard. It's us that we make things harder than they really are because mm-hmm. of whatever we're holding on to. And so this work, this life, this energy, the chaotic energy, all of us together combined in unity, we can start creating a unified community to come together and to really make a difference on planet Earth. But we need to be teachable. We need to be aware. And we need to be willing to change.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. That's really great. And it's really good for me to hear you as a healer allowing yourself to just be totally yourself and put it out there and not, you know, because you're an example for, you're setting an example for us, you know, not to be afraid, not to, you know, you're allowing them to, your guides and the archangels and the ascended masters to help you all the time. And it's like, I guess, you know, they know what's going to happen before we even know what's going to happen. So I think this was a very powerful experience for your mom and for you and for all of us to be part of that. And all of the readings that were given today were very powerful and very, you know, just really feeling it in my heart once again. And on a totally different level now. And knowing you personally, I just feel so, it's very interesting. You know, and I know we could probably go on talking about it another time, but I'm glad that you shared this with people. And I guess we should probably bring things to a close.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's...
So I just want to say, just thank you, everybody, for being here. And helping me, you know, you have been my reflection today, whether you see me or not. Your energy is vibrant. Your life is good. Everything that you are is coming into fruition, and just be happy that you're evolving as you are. And let yourself be attracted to just not one ice cream. There's 31 flavors. You know, there's a lot of things to be thankful for. And when we can get up in the morning and be thankful just for being able to stand or being able to look or to hear, you know, it's important to really give back, you know, and not only to yourself, but to God and to Creator, to the spirits, and to nature. You know, we're all here for a reason. And I just want to just put out a prayer that Creator will be able to touch every single person here tonight on their hearts and their minds to come together in some way and to be able to find their path, find here what they're supposed to be doing, and just baby steps, little steps at a time into bigger steps. And maybe the eagle will take flight, and maybe you'll see more than you've ever imagined. And I wish the best for every single person here today to have glorious visions, brilliant, spectacular dreams, and out-of-body experiences. Thank you very much. Natasha.
Mm. Well, that's so beautiful. Thank you so much, Matthew, and thank you to all of your guides and all the angels and archangels and ascended masters. Really feeling it. And gosh, let's tell people, though, in case they want to get a reading with you or find out about your classes, can you repeat your contact information for the listeners?
So my telephone number is area code 530-276-3642. And I usually work one-on-ones, individual, from Monday to Thursday. And depending on what we're working on, sometimes Saturday mornings. Right now I'm working with four different students right now on a one-on-one basis for learning the EPS instruction, which is the etheric psychic surgery, being able to channel, being able to bring in the spirits and to have the emotion, the authenticity of that emotion, of this personality of the spirit world to be within you, and to give you instruction and tools to be able to feel that connection and to build positivity upon faith and to have experiences that are not of man-made but God-made. And so we teach this and we instruct this on a one-on-one basis. You can read more information about all that on my website at www.ascendedmasterangels.com, or just you can look up me on Facebook and just befriend me. The more the merrier, and I can send you the link. And I also have some good information on my website about prayers that will help you to change your life. Also, grounding cord exercise. And I'm getting ready to post a bunch of meditations that I've been working on for people individually, you know, to work on for themselves on a daily basis or the weekends, or, you know, how-tos and how to let go of some things. So I'm working on a lot of stuff right now. It's really exciting. I'm really happy and just really relieved.
You really are doing a lot of stuff lately, and it's very exciting. You've been on a lot of radio shows. I mean, we've been doing shows, and then you've been on a lot of shows with you've been doing work with Sovereign Media. And that is where you're going to be having your show next. What day is it next week that your activation
it's
is?
The 12th at 5 o'clock. We're doing an activation of the Legion of Light activation. It's a lot longer than this one. Because there's a lot of detailed information, a lot of energies. And, you know, just to recap on that a little bit, Archangel Michael told me, he says he's bringing in 62 legions in order to have this activation. And I said, legions? I said, how many angels are in the legions? He goes, 7,200.
Oh, my God.
I said, 7,200 angels? And they said, what? And I couldn't believe it. He goes, just don't go there. He says, just let your mind think small and just do what I do as I say. I said, okay. He can be very disciplinary at times, but I love Archangel Michael. He's right, always right on with what he's doing. So I totally trust and believe in what they're doing is true. And I really have a lot of faith in what's going to happen for a lot of people. And I'm just really happy to be a part of it.
Oh, well, boy, that's going to be great. And so if they want to sign up for that, that's basically something they sign up for, right? Like, would
they
just
they have to
find
register,
it on your website?
Yeah, on my event page, there's a button there for it costs $22 of an investment to be a part of this. And it's an exchange of energy that we're asking for. And it's also
so
for,
worth it.
I'm going to be sending out I'm going to be sending every person a copy of the activation for themselves to use it whenever they want to, again and again. You know, I must have done the feminine activation on myself about 12 times already because it was so great. You know, it was so great, and it really helps me to see more about myself and my femininity, you know, at first it was a little awkward, but as it started coming through me, I started to realize a lot more of my emotions that were power and not just a weakness, you know. So
right.
I'm really, really grateful to God for teaching me these ways. And also for Deborah Peach, you know, I mentioned her in the beginning of the show, and I mentioned her again. She actually helped me to open that part of myself up, so I was really happy about that.
Oh, nice. Yeah, well, you certainly are activating, you're becoming all activated every time you do these activations with
pretty
other
much.
People, too. Yeah, and it just feels really, it's definitely a big energy. So I'll love to be a part of that, and I think that's a great deal. $22 is so worth it. And will that be like a two-hour show or a two-hour event?
About a 90-minute activation, and then a half hour of just, you know, getting callers' reactions or anything that they have questions about or, you know, anything they want to talk about, how they felt, you know, just briefly kind of going through one or five or six or seven people, depending on how many people. I think I have about maybe 18 people now on for it. So we'll just see how it goes. And, you know, it could always change. And, you know, I am not in control. I'm not in control of this, and I don't want to be in control of this. But, and so, you know, it can go either way. So I put a two-hour slot with Sovereign Media just in case.
That'll be perfect. And, well, yeah, and they can also go to sovereignmedia.net, is it? Is it Sovereign Media? And Facebook, I think you can friend me, Claudia Helmke Miller, CJ Miller, or you can friend Matthew S. Bueno. That's what you are on Facebook. And then you'll have all of the links to everything just on your Facebook. It makes it very simple for people. A lot of our listeners are from Facebook, so that's always a great way to keep abreast of everything that's going on, and you're doing so many more things. And let's remind people also, the next show that we're going to have, will that be 2 weeks from now? Are you available 2 weeks from now on a Tuesday to do our next show?
Let me quickly
that would
check
be the.
That's on the 18th. Yeah, I'm available.
Yeah. Okay, great. So we will reconvene here on Blog Talk Radio again on the 18th at 8 o'clock. And I'm really looking forward to it. And gosh, but I'll definitely be listening and tuning in to what you're going to do next week, because I love Archangel Michael too, and that just sounds great. So
I love him, but he was great. He just made me laugh so much. He says, it rhymes with butterfly.
I was trying to think. I'm like, rhymes with butterfly. I guess I'm a real blonde tonight.
Yeah, it's funny. He just makes me laugh. I'm so happy to know him and to be in his presence. You know, I told him today, I want to hold on to your leg and you can drag me around the universe. Is that okay? I honor him. He's just an awesome, awesome worker. Yeah.
Right. Like you were talking about the child with the mother. He's your special guy. He's your special guide. And as he is to so many of us, I mean, I feel like a lot of us as healers really align with Archangel Michael, people that work with the Blu-ray, and but they're all so beautiful, and just the unconditional love that you share with us through them is a beautiful thing. And I just want to say thank you to all of our listeners and all of the callers that were with us tonight for making this a great show. Thank you so much for being with us tonight with Matthew Bueno. And please don't hesitate to call Matthew. Once again, your phone number is 530-276-3642. And the website is ascendedmasterangels.com. So thank you all for being with us tonight. And I'm CJ Miller. You can also look up anything about the work that I do and also the archive radio shows that I have at wholeearthhealing.com. And you can friend me on Facebook. And I'll be back next week with Franco Di Nicola on Tuesday night, the 11th. And that's going to be a really great show. We're going to be doing a talk and a clearing. And the clearing will be almost an hour. That'll be a three-hour show starting at 8 next Tuesday night, the 11th. So please join me then. And thank you so much, everybody, for being with us. We feel great love for you, and we look forward to connecting with you anytime. Please write us or call us or join us for our next show. So thanks again, and thank you, Matthew.
Thank you very much, Claudia. Thank you for your holding space and just for your presence. And you're always, always so gentle, and you're just always really supportive and very, very in the moment with us. So thank you for that.
Oh, well, you're so special. Thank you, Matthew. You're beautiful, beautiful soul. I feel very honored to hold space for you and for all the guides that you help us to connect with, and just really feeling it in my heart. So thanks again, and thanks to everyone. Thanks for being with us tonight, and we'll see you again. We'll see you again soon, and please, everybody, try to tune in to Matthew's show next week on Sovereign Media. And if you want to, of course, Sovereign Media with the wonderful Larry Bzell and Helene Lipson, who we all know does a lot of shows with Sovereign Media. So, and we've even done Cosmic Current there. So if anybody has any questions, please don't hesitate to message me on Facebook or message Matthew, and we love you all. Thanks so much for joining us.
Bye-bye.
Good night,
thank you,
everybody. Bye. Good night, everybody.